Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you send us emails, that you're there with us. You know, just seriously, just paying attention and getting engaged. Got to get engaged, people. Make sure you get the right information. Again, I'm not making fun of anybody, but you know, there's a rumor going around that Pelosi becomes president now because it's going to be tied up in court. Stop it. Donald J. Trump is your president. I know some of you are going to pass out, right? Donald J. Trump is your president until January 20th, 2021. That simple. All right? They may hate it. Some of you, you got to get him out there. No, he doesn't get out any earlier than the last guy did. Some of you on the left forget that we did not much care for Barack Obama either. Although, guess what we did the next day? We went back to work. We didn't burn down police precincts. We didn't, you know, burn down buildings. We didn't trash major cities. And if violence broke out, Republican governors, Republican mayors and what have you, they squelched it. Because that is not freedom of speech. Destroying other people's property is not freedom of speech. We went to work. We complained and moaned and groaned about the guy, but we went to work. We didn't destroy anybody's livelihood or anything else like that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always want to give a shout out if you're in Northern California. And the AUN network carries the show. I don't know why. Look at his face. Why would you want to carry the show that way on television? Several channels up in that area. You just check out the AUN network. No wonder some of you are going nuts. We're in San Francisco, San Rafael, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Fort Bragg, and Napa Valley. Napa Valley. Is that where Governor Nuisance has his, winery up there? And last I checked, it was open. Not a problem for him, right? You know, I was talking about this the other day. Somebody tried to convince me I was wrong. That people say they don't want big money, especially the Dems. I'll say they're rank and file. We don't want big money in government. We don't want big money in politics. But most of the small donations from the regular people, from the working class, came to the Republican Party this time around. The big money all came to the Democrats, Wall Street and so on, oil companies and what have you. Now, you may not see it in each and every Democrat's campaign report. We had a local, I think I was telling you about now the race is almost over here, Mike Garcia, who filled a seat in California's Congressional 25th District. He filled a seat that Katie Hill vacated. In running his campaign and being above board and transparent, like the left always tells me they are, you could find out who worked for him and how much they were paid. But being a good Democrat, Chrissy Smith, who was running against him, was his challenger. No, no, no. She went to a temporary agency So it looks like it's an outside source that you can't get information on. And she hired all her people through the temporary agency and refused to give their names and what they were making. But that's right in the transparency. What's the deal? I do not understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chime in anytime you want to. And it's about time we start talking about some of these things that the left does. And we're going to have to now for the next 4 years if Joe Biden gets in. I'm still hoping he doesn't. I think he would be a nightmare. As a Democrat. Now, again, I think I told you the other day, spoke to a longtime friend of mine who's a Democrat. Kind of broke my heart. Because it's the first time I heard out of this person's mouth, I don't care what Donald Trump done that is good. I hate him that much. You know what? I hated what Barack Obama did. I didn't hate him as a person. Now, I can use the old cliche that I'm a Christian. I'm not allowed to hate anybody. Hate's a pretty strong word. I could hate somebody like Hitler. That would be easy. Stalin, who made sure that millions of people were killed. Did you guys know that Stalin's mom thought he was a slug? Would never amount to anything. Was pretty much useless. And he really did amount to anything. Really. But I mean, seriously, it takes a lot to use that word hate. So when I have people that I think are, I'm going to say smart people, and they're talking about how much they hate Trump, even though they know that some of the things he did was so good, so great for communities of people, I just don't get it. I do not get, and I'm going to say it, I don't get how a black person can vote for Joe Biden. Almost 50 years in government, and Joe Biden did nothing for you. Absolutely nothing. If anything, he signed one of the worst criminal bills that ended up putting more of your young men into prisons. And it dawned on me when I was going through some of the information here, you don't know about it. You know why? Because ABC, you know, the transparent, the news groups, the ones that bring you the news and let you decide on your own, where they really don't, they're not playing those clips about Joe and what he said about the black community or the Asian community or the Middle East community. You can't even go to a 7-Eleven these days without the, you know, they have that Middle East accent. Oh, yeah, it's not a racist term. It's not a racist mindset at all. So I'm a senior host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes, don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Yeah, same old song. No kidding, huh? Same old song again. No question. I mean, when you look at what they're doing and what they're screaming about and what happens, it's the same stuff. And there are so many states right now. I don't mean a boatload. I'm, you know, 5 or 6 of them anyway. You know, notice that Florida really didn't have a debacle. And some said, well, that's because there's a Republican governor and. No. Because when he went in there, he got rid of the corruption. He immediately fired the people that were ahead of the, you know, the election department, said he had so much trouble in the past, continued trouble, and that he was able to prove that were corrupt, and he got rid of them. And he cleaned it up. And he put safeguards in place. And now, you saw how fairly easy, I'm going to put it that way, you saw how fairly easy it was to get through these elections now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm trying to pick up stuff during the commercials to see where we're going, you know, what's going to be recounted, what's not going to be recounted. Anyhow, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you realize that the Dems aren't going to walk away without any trouble either, right? I mean, seriously. The Dems are imploding from within. You've got AOC fighting with the main... Now, really funny that she thinks she has that much power. What makes her think she has that much power? And now this Dem stepping forward, I mean, almost like they have a... almost like they're finding their common sense switch. Some of them, anyway. Andrew Yang woke up and said, hey... He sounded the alarm saying, you Democrat, you still don't understand the working class. After the election, you're going after the, they're coming after the Trump supporters. They're screaming about the Trump supporters. Now, I want you to think about that. Why would you go after, are you not willing to allow Americans to vote for who they want to vote for? And if they vote against the party, you take them out and shoot them? And what do you do? You guys have to figure this out. You know, David Horowitz has been on my show a dozen times. And he has been saying what I have been saying from a standpoint of the days of playing nice are gone. I'm not talking about violence, and you know it. The days of playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules are gone. You have to use the same guerrilla warfare they do. If you have an inkling, if we know they're going to cheat, you know what we need to have? We need to have 500 vans across the country with video camera in there. And when you see it happening, switch all the lights on, switch the cameras on, broadcast it live and record it at the same time. Shame them. Although, not that they have any shame, but shame them anyway. And Newt Gingrich came out. He says, you know what? It's time for us to get mad. No, Newt, it was time for us to get mad two election cycles ago. You know, being involved in politics as long as I have, the thing that they all say is, you know, after the election's over, all is forgiven. No, it cannot be that way. When you rip apart somebody's family, when you call out their kids or the family members, no, all is not forgiven. When you cheat to win, and because you have absolutely no core values whatsoever, or no core moral values, and you're excited about it, shows you how shallow and cold you actually are. I agree with Newt. It's time that we get mad. It's time we do something about it. And I'll tell you something. Being in a smaller community, calling people for poll watching, even though we knew what was going on, where were you guys? A lot of you said, I can't get out, I'm afraid of COVID, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have a ride. Go out there. You're afraid of COVID. The survival rate, 99.01%. And you're afraid of COVID. Well, you better not go out next winter either. No, what I thought was really interesting is this year, what's the CDC reporting? Under a couple of hundred cases of the common seasonal flu? Unheard of. We had, 80, 90,000 cases of it in 19. All of a sudden, gone. I'm telling you, COVID may be a blessing in disguise. It has cured heart disease, lung cancer, diabetes. Nobody dies. Even auto accident deaths are down. Why? Because even if you're in an auto accident death, and you may have COVID, you've died of COVID. Because in an auto accident death, you have to fight the insurance company for the money. When you die of COVID, the government gives you $39,000. Unreal. Have we really dumbed down society to the point where we can't figure this stuff out easily? Really? Now, I will say that some people are getting it. No, really, I mean that. Some people are getting it. Who is the New Jersey congressman? Jeff Van Drew. Now, he just switched parties. He switched from Democrat to Republican. And so they loved him before he switched. Now, think about this. Think about what their mindset is. They loved him before he switched parties. Then he switched parties. He's got to go. He has to go. Which is proof of what I keep saying. It has nothing to do with whether you love this country or not, whether you're trying to do what's best for the country, has everything to do for them as to what party you belong to. Right? This is proof. This is easy proof. And it was a tight race. Why? What did the guy do wrong before? His challenger, Amy Kennedy, defeated his opponent. Let me see. In a tight race against Democrat challenger Amy Kennedy, Van Drew defeated his opponent by almost 15,000 votes. According to the decision, now see, the Fox News decision desk blew it this time, big time. I wish they would just keep their mouths shut. Just stop. There were people who admitted that they didn't go vote because it was too far out of reach. 80% of the votes have been reported. The vote totals don't include provisional ballots, but he's got such a lead, there is no way she can catch up to him. Although I wouldn't say that because we've seen what happened with the president. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden now leads President Trump in Pennsylvania and Georgia as counting continued in the closely fought presidential race Friday. Mr. Trump blamed the media and public polls for his position and pursued legal actions in key states. Tim Berg reports on the situation in North Carolina.
The chairman of the Republican Party in North Carolina says there is no mathematical way for Democrats to win the presidential or Senate races in his state. Michael Watt currently is calling on the Board of Elections to release data on how many people have requested absentee ballots and then voted in person so the media can call the races.
We do not see anything in the provisional counts or in the absentee counts that gives us any heartburn in terms of the margins for the president or for Senator Tillis.
Whatley saying he's confident President Trump and Senator Tom Tillis both won their races in his state.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said, ain't that
a... Always a pleasure to have you. I get carried away with the music, too. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of. Seriously. So CNN is reporting that top Republicans defend Trump on baseless voter fraud claims as concerns grow. They've got their little surrogates out there running around talking about how, you know, all these, there's no evidence, there's no this. They're actually saying, and this is what they've been doing for years, we've seen it. Even under Obama, you can watch it happen. He's telling you it's not happening. The top Republicans are defending, this is how CNN does it, right? Top Republicans are defending at this hour, President Donald Trump's baseless claims on voter fraud and a rigged election, even though some rank-and-file congressional Republicans have spoken out against the president. This is nothing new. That some Republicans are speaking out against the president, nothing new. The problem, the difference is the Democrats never speak out against their people when they do something wrong, ever. Got a little wiener taking pictures of his wiener and sending them all over the place. They didn't come out against him right away. Took them a long time. Remember that? You knew Billy Bob Clinton was sexually assaulting and raping women, and didn't come out against that though either. Joe Biden, now we find out to be true. This is not fake or phony news. He's making deals with the Chinese, the Ukrainians, and anybody else that'll put money in his pocket. But, shh, can't talk about that either. It's just amazing to me. You know, Gerard Lomero was on the show the other night, and I've had him on before. He's pretty much called all the races. Okay? And every one of the modeling people. Now, let's not even talk about the pollsters, because they all got it wrong, and they got it way wrong. Every one of the modeling people had Donald Trump getting over 300 electoral college votes. Every one of them. Okay? When Gerard came on, before he said anything, the other ones came out too and said, the massive fraud that took place to make this happen is unbelievable. And it is. Because they know how hard it is to prove that. So, again, they're claiming that the president's claims are false. That none of this really happened. This is nothing but smoke and mirrors. I love it. You realize they say that every time somebody on their side is called out for what they're doing, that's what they say. So I'm really curious at this point, because I know they don't use the same dictionary we do. They don't. What exactly do they call smoke and mirrors? That would be my question. I mean, let's go through a couple, just some minor stuff, okay? The Facebook has since wiped out since they found it. Fairfax, Virginia switched over 100,000 votes from Trump to Biden. They were like, oh, that was a clerical error. We're sorry. We'll fix that. Until somebody said anything, they didn't find it. Wisconsin, hey, it suddenly found 112,000 Biden ballots between 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning. How'd that happen? What, if Frankie was sitting on the box, he didn't know there were ballots? Having a cigarette and a sandwich? You know, Nevada, again, is pushing out when they finally have the vote count. Michigan's gained 138,000 ballots for Biden since they stopped counting the other night. From the night to the morning. Again, I say, how does that happen? Now, you could say some of the boxes were left behind, somebody forgot to get them, whatever, whatever, whatever. Ain't true. Now, Trump has this, you know, think about it. He had sizable leads in six states. And every one of those six states, run by Democrats, stopped counting ballots in the middle of the night, which is unheard of on election night. Never been done before. And then all of a sudden, he's losing. Jack from Twitter deletes the current, you know, sitting president's tweets on election night. And again, not a problem leaving the fake stuff up by Joe and team. Or even, I'll even go this far. Let's say it wasn't fake. It was questionable, and it was worded terribly. Lee Joe, we know what that is, who was running for District 16 Senate seat in Idaho. He stated so on his account profile, he gets his account deleted from Facebook, not once but twice. But that's not election interference, is it? You know why? Because he had an R in front of his name, not a D. We can go on and on with this pretty much all night long. And if you don't see, remember I told you, this was a fight. I'm sorry, at this point, I truly believe this. This is a fight against good and evil. Why would they cheat someone? If you were the good guy, why would you cheat to win? Why wouldn't you just try to make sure that your product was being sold and told and done right? Because you don't have anything. You don't have anything. And the media calling these states ahead of time, wrong and dead wrong. Let's go to Kevin in Chicago. Kevin, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it.
What's up, Mr. McCall? A couple quick thoughts on the election. It's just funny to me all these kind of anarchist, anti-establishment, fight the system types are rooting for a politician who's been in politics for half a century, 47 years, and that's the guy they're rooting for, cheering on. It's just you couldn't write this if you tried. But basically what it comes down to is they weren't going to allow that to happen again. They were shocked. The first time, they were caught off guard. Donald Trump caught him off guard.
Yep.
And the second time around, they weren't going to allow that to happen. They stacked the deck when it comes to Google. Trump allowed them to control the flow of information, censorship, bias. The media, even Fox News, was against Trump big time, more than usual.
Yep.
So Donald Trump should have broken up Google. Donald Trump shouldn't allow them to censorship, shouldn't allow them to censor his supporters. And when you have big tech conglomerates controlling the flow of information, that's what it comes down to. And everyone's going to talk about the election fraud and this and that, but I think it comes down to allowing the flow of information to be tampered with.
Kevin, I can't argue with you. You're right. You're exactly right. And I think they have a lot more power than people originally thought that they had, although I've always said they've had a lot of power. Because, you know, now Google will tell you they only handle 12% of the advertising traffic, and that's a lie. Okay, in this country, they handle over 90% of the advertising traffic. But you'll never hear that out of their mouths. You have to go looking for it. You know, so, again, as far as this stuff goes, until we decide to fight back, we're going to keep losing. Hey, Kevin, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. You have a good night.
Yep.
You know, I told you a while back this was going to be a fight. How much are you willing to fight? I'm dead serious. What are you willing to put on the line? How much are you willing to fight? I can only talk about myself because I don't know about you. I can tell you we've lost sponsors over the stances we've taken. We've lost stations. We've definitely lost three Facebook pages. Right? 40,000 Twitter followers. And YouTube, I use it for storage because nobody can find us there, and or when they do. Right? It's constant interruptions. Which is why for some of you who watch the show on a regular basis, go over to our website. If you're not in the areas where we're actually on video, you can grab it off our website. We do the live streaming and video at the same time. Or if a station in your area, this is why we're so bent on making sure that we have our stations called out. You can find them on our website. So we're going to have to push back on these people. And that doesn't mean signing up for more Facebook pages, putting up more pages, pushing back, fighting these guys more. It's not going to work. I joke about fighting with the guy who's got you on hold. Took you 45 minutes to get through. You start yelling at him for how much time you've been on hold. And what's he do? Put you on hold again. You can't win that argument. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Way, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Way. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Way has done for me.
Green Meadow Way comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good
we are
girls,
back.
Great masterpiece.
Silent, I will not.
Violent, living it up in the city.
I will not be playing Joey B's speech. I'm not looking forward at all, in the least, in any way, to accepting or to listening. I'll say to listening to his voice. It'll grate on me just like Biden's did. I mean, Obama's did, because you got to sit there and listen to the way the words are spun and what is said. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How long before Hunter Biden gets a new job? You know what I'm saying? Well, one that he knows absolutely nothing about. So I couldn't resist, people. Sorry. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Notice I didn't. Be part of the solution. Be out there. There are going to be rallies all weekend long. Now, I'm not saying that they really help or they will do or they make a difference. But where they do really make a difference is they'll know. People will know that there are others that feel the same way they do. And they'll be willing to take on the fight. Remember I told you earlier that this is a long-term thing. We don't do long-term as Republicans. I don't know what's wrong with us. Really. We do a lot of knee-jerk when something happens. We should have known this was going to happen, or the cheating, to what level, I don't know. And we should, you know, and really, we should have been well out in front of this thing. Liberal journalists now are calling for Democrats to move to red states just to manipulate the elections. You get the liberals elected, and then you move on to the next state. Why? Because they can't sell their message any other way. They have to steal. They have to cheat. They have to bamboozle people to believe that this is the way it's done. Think about that. If their message, if their ideology is so great and so wonderful and so right, why do they have to move into neighborhoods and push what they believe on somebody else? Because that's what they're doing. This has always been my beef with the left, not what they believe. Because you're entitled to believe whatever you want to. Isn't that what we hold dear in this country? But you're not entitled to force me to believe it. I've been one of those guys that have been saying, like in the school world, the education arena, we are not there to teach moral values to kids. That's not our job. Matter of fact, if you want to get it down to really what our job was and what we were supposed to be doing, you really want to throw the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, in our face? They wanted the precepts of the Bible taught in public school. You know, a bunch of people just passed out on the left, right? But that's what they wanted. They felt the precepts of Christianity, the principles of Christianity, were the best thing you could teach your kids. Now the Bible, you know, you go to jail for bringing the Bible too close to a school. But being a school board member, I have no problem openly saying, you don't teach your kids, you don't teach anybody's kids right and wrong. You don't teach anybody's kids moral values. You don't teach any kids about sexuality. That's up to the parents. If the parents won't take it on, that's just laziness. Just because you're uncomfortable with it doesn't mean you get to skirt your responsibilities. There are liberal parents out there that can't stand me, can't stand what I stand for. What if I was a teacher? You okay with me teaching your kids what morality is? You'd have a fit, and you know it. Why can't we feel the same way? Why can't you treat us the same way? Why is it that equality only happens when you think something's wrong? It's been infuriating with me a long time. California, 43rd or 44th in education across the country. That's how bad we are out here. And what do the legislators push down to us on a regular basis? All kinds of sex ed. They are stuck on sex ed. Let's not talk about math and science and history. No. And even with those, especially with math now, there's no exit exam in California. They don't want the kids to feel bad about not knowing math or history or English. That's wrong. Anyway, liberal journalists apparently want Democrats to move to red states with the sole purpose of impacting the election. Right? I mean, really that simple. And one suggested that a high-profile left-wing billionaire should foot the bill. That's right. Now, Republicans on defense in 12 states, they pulled off a whole bunch of high-profile wins. Maine and South Carolina, all these places, right? Now, GOP's performance in Senate races was in addition to President Trump's widely, you know, think about something. Trump outperformed more than the pollsters and the pundits and anybody ever thought he was going to do. Right? Now, it was a disappointing night for liberals overall. They didn't get the sweep, the blue wave they talked about that they were sure they were going to get. But that's because, as you heard earlier, they really don't understand middle America. They don't understand the working class anymore. Vox senior correspondent Ian Milsner floated the idea Thursday that billionaire Bloomberg should offer cash to liberals to move to Wyoming in order to manipulate the Senate out there. Why? Don't you want them just to move there for a better life? See, they're the ones that want to buy elections. They're the ones that want to influence elections. And not for the betterment. How can you tell me, simply sending people there from outside the area that didn't grow up there, that don't know the area, don't know the culture, don't know the character, but we're going to send them there? That ain't right. He says, you know, just tossing this out, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, he won his last race by 75,000 votes. It was a landslide because no one lives in Wyoming. What a slight. It would cost Michael Bloomberg 7% of his fortune to pay 80,000 Democrats, 50 grand each, to live in Wyoming just long enough to vote in the Senate election. Wow. Let that sink in. They're willing to buy it. They're willing to come into your community and blow things up to buy an election. But they're the moral ones, right? They're the ones of higher moral character. This reminds me, look at the Dem Party of 2020. They have nothing on the mafia. Absolutely nothing on the mafia, the 1950s and 60s. New York Magazine's Eric Levitz deleted a tweet that offered a similar suggestion regarding Georgia, where a special election to decide who serves the remainder of the former Senator John Isakson's, term. And that's because they want to make sure they get control of the Senate. So they don't want to move somebody in there because they would be better for Georgia. They would. Why would you, and then, God, why would you vote for someone that just moved into your state from somewhere else to represent your state? Know nothing about your state. And that's why I say you deserve what you get. In New York, even they're fighting with each other now, de Blasio. I love it. And you're looking at Chicago. What is it? God, I hate when I do this. But you've got mayors and governors across, not governors, but you have mayors and others across the country whose cities were in a shamble. The Portland mayor, he squeaked by. How did he squeak by? How'd that happen? So that's why I say, and some of you get irritated with me, I have no sympathy for you people in Portland. Sorry, I don't. Rise up, vote the guy out. Same thing in Seattle. Why would we have any sympathy for you? San Francisco, Los Angeles. Los Angeles, Soros-backed, Soros-funded district attorney got voted in. The other one, she got elected a few years back. She was doing a good job. Not the best job that I'd want, but she was doing a good job. And because she didn't do what BLM wanted, or she wasn't liberal enough, she got funded. Her opponent got funded by Soros, pushed by the Dem Party, and he won. And this is the beauty. This shows you the Dems don't care. She was a black woman that made it as a district attorney of one of the largest cities in the country. And what they run against her? An old white guy who would do what Soros wants him to do. So the black community is BS. They don't care about you. They don't care about black women. They only care about power. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Oh, hey. We're over for the hour. We'll be back in the next hour. I got a lot more to talk about.